Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
All right, welcome back on board On the Mark. We have two of the hotlines buzzing already this morning, and we're brought to you as always by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our top hotline number is 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. But be sure to put the key letters OTM in the front of your message so it comes right through to us. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. They are indeed a family-owned dealership since 1915. The North 4th Street Ford dealership in Sunbury and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf are the preferred dealerships here in the central Susquehanna Valley. They have an extensive inventory selection of new and used vehicles from Ford, Hyundai, and Kia. Their dealership team is ready to help you select the vehicle that's the right fit for you and for your pocketbook. They have plenty of experience and knowledge to share, and they take pride in helping all of their customers find exactly the right vehicle. Their commitment to you, their customer, includes offering great finance options. They have the area's leading parts and service teams serving you from their large truck, body, and alignment shops, plus their repair garage where they work indeed on all types of vehicles. Learn more by visiting them today at sunburymotors.com. Well, we have two calls on the line. We'll get to them in just a second. But one of them, one of our emailers refers to one of our callers, so I thought I'd read that first to give them a chance to respond. This is from EB. EB says, I just want to thank Fake News Stan for giving me the biggest laugh I've had in years yesterday. Listening to his on-air meltdown over Trump's felony conviction was hilarious. He ranted and raved and called me a commie, which is especially funny because he wouldn't know a commie if he met one. Then Fake News Stan went on to spew the usual barrage of nonsense that earned him his nickname. He said the prosecution did not reveal the crime Trump was being charged with until their closing arguments. Wrong, Stan. It was disclosed in legal filings all the way back in November of 2023. You have to do that in order to even get a trial. Then he said he doesn't even know what the crime was. The orange idiot was charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree, specifically in an attempt to influence the 2016 election. Yes, falsifying business records is illegal, even if your last name is Trump. But let's face it, Stan and the other MAGA morons would never accept any guilty verdict because MAGA is a cult, and they've all been brainwashed into believing whatever lies Trump spews out. So on the line this morning is our brainwashed friend Stan from Danville.
Oh, EB the commie. So wonderful to hear from her delusional rant. Oh, my. So wonderful. I'm assuming she donates to the Biden camp like the judge in a court case there with Trump. You know, I can quite frankly, honestly say I've never donated to a single politician. Who's in the cult?
Not one ever? Never donated to a politician?
Never.
Never.
Never. Never. I figure if somebody wants to run for the job, they'll get my vote. They don't need my money. Period.
But Stanley...
That's my theory on politicians.
Stanley, money is the mother's milk of politics.
That may be, but my vote gets them where they want to be. That's all they get from me.
Okay.
I expect nothing from them because most of the time I get nothing from them. And for the vast majority of the times, I get nothing from them. So I vote for the person I think will do the country the best. All right?
Okay.
And Biden certainly isn't that. All right, Biden will never get my vote. He has been a scumbag lowlife since the day he walked into the Senate in 1970, what, one, two, or three, somewhere in there?
Been a while.
Yeah, he's been a lowlife scumbag. Ask Clarence Thomas how big of a lowlife scumbag he is. and the people that he didn't want to integrate busing. Ask them how big of a low-life scumbag he is. Well, but, hey, the commies like him. EB likes him, so, you know, hey, there's that.
Let's face it, people do change over the years, and I have no doubt that Joe Biden's sincere in his beliefs today, as he was at the time he had them when I wouldn't have agreed with them. So, you know,
yeah, Donald Trump has changed. Being a racist that he is.
Well, Donald Trump has changed. You can call him a racist.
Has he?
Well, I'm asking.
No, I think Trump has been talking about what's going on in this country for decades. Okay, that's what his platform is based on, how he saw things and what he wanted to do to change them. Biden changes with the winds. Look at what he's going to do today. He's going to sign an executive order to limit asylum claims to, I heard 2,500. I've also heard 5,000. So I'm not 100% sure the exact number.
2,500.
Okay.
2,500.
Okay. All right. So he's going to, at 2,500, he's going to close the border up tight. You really think that's going to happen?
Well, he's doing the same thing that Donald Trump did, and the left went bananas when Trump did it, so I'll be fascinated to see if they go bananas today.
Oh, well, wait a minute, Joe. Joe, those things were already in place when he came into office, and he removed them all by executive order. Then he went whining to the nation late last year, saying that he can't do anything about immigration without Congress.
I loved CNN this morning. They said, President Biden, since Congress won't do it, is going to take action himself today.
Oh, such a bunch of crap.
Like he's a
hero.
You
know, the narrative of these people is disgusting. You know, close the border. It's real simple. Put the military on the border with the guns pointed out. Stop everybody. Nobody comes in. I don't care where they're from.
Yeah,
stop them all.
I think 2,500 is a rather unusual number. If one is a problem, 2,500 is 2,499 times worse.
Well, yesterday the news came out that he just unilaterally said that over 300,000 asylum claims went away. They're no longer necessary. These people are just, their asylum claims, whatever, they could stay in the U.S.
Oh, yeah? How do you do that? I didn't hear that.
Well, the same way he does everything. Same way he pays off student loans that, you know, forgives student loans. He doesn't have the authority to do that.
Well, and the Supreme Court even said that what he was proposing originally was illegal, and he found a way to circumvent that.
But you know, he's a commie.
Well,
like,
I mean,
like EB likes. He'll do what he wants. You know, he's like, what did Obama say? He has a pen and a phone. I think he said that when he was going to do his illegal actions, like DACA.
Yeah, well, he does have a pen and a phone, and
so
power.
You know, Trump did some certain things, you know, I think they called it a Muslim ban. It wasn't. But, you know, the Supreme Court or whoever court said he couldn't do it, so it stopped. He didn't just continue to do it. He rewrote his order to satisfy the needs of whomever, and then he initiated it. But he went by the courts, not on his own.
Right.
He did a court decision. He listened to the courts, EB, unlike your commie dictator Biden, EB, that you support.
Well,
why is that?
You know, Biden is trying to find, you can make the argument that a president can find his way around certain things. I mean, let's face it, if there was something we didn't like and Donald Trump found a way around it, we'd be saying, good for you, buddy. You know,
he did find a way around one thing.
Well, and the border wall. Right, and
the border wall, he found national defense. So he used national defense money to start building it.
Yeah, well, he did that.
That's clear and present. You know, that's pretty clear to me that if you don't have a border, you don't have national defense.
All right, I agree with you on that. Yes, agree.
So, and what he used? He used construction crews, but not all of them, but he was able to take out construction money, you know, for the Corps of Engineers, if I remember right.
But the left said, now the military won't eat. They won't have the weapons they need because Donald Trump has stripped them of all their facilities.
No. The military won't have the weapons they need because we're sending them all to Ukraine.
Well, there we go on that topic. All right, we'll give you the last word, buddy. We'll give you the final 30 seconds, and I'll shut up.
Well, it's good to know that EB supports commies and socialists and fascists. You know, it's good to know where she stands, and she supports lawfare. So I'm sure since, you know, people did it on the charges, she's going to be rooting for Hunter Biden to get convicted of gun charges because I know she doesn't like guns. So I can hardly wait for the outcome of that debacle that's going to happen. He'll get off, and then Joey will pardon him, or he'll get convicted. Joey will pardon him, and he'll walk away with nothing.
You know what struck me as funny about that?
If I did what he did, we'd be our butts would be in prison and fined heavily.
I read a fascinating story about the whole issue of Hunter Biden and this gun, and what I found interesting was that apparently his brother's ex-wife, with whom he was romantically involved at the time, threw the gun in a trash can. Now, it seems to me there should be some charge against her for disposing of a weapon like that.
You're right. I agree with that, and we haven't heard anything about that. And
nope.
There should, improper disposal of a firearm, I think, is a crime.
Yeah, somebody could have gotten that. Chauve could have gotten a hold of that. I mean, if somebody on the right did that, I'm sure the left would be saying, well, Chauve could have gotten a hold of that gun and hurt himself.
Well, yeah, from my understanding, the supermarket where the dumpster was dumped was not that far away from a school.
Yeah.
And luckily, a dumpster diver, you know, I don't know if it was a homeless guy or just a guy looking for cans for extra money, found it and turned it into the police.
Yeah.
Now, if it had been a criminal in there doing that and he thought, whoa, a gun, then yeah. What?
That would have been a happy day for them. Hey, thanks, Stan.
Yeah.
Appreciate your call. Take care. All right, 570-743-9565. Two of our hotlines are open. One of them is occupied by Bill from Bloomsburg. He wants to talk about Dr. Fauci. I wondered if that would be a topic today, Bill.
Yeah, the guy that knew everything and denies that he knew nothing. That pretty much sums up Dr. Fauci. And the White House counsel, how it interferes with everything. And that basically right there, that's all Dr. Fauci. I mean, the guy should be locked up. That's sad, but he...
Well, what do you think he did? What do you think he did wrong? There has been no charge filed against him. What is it you think he did wrong?
Well, first of all, it was American-backed money, and they denied it and lied to the American people. They had full involvement and denied everything. And everything, the refused natural immunity, refused all the medication forced by the big pharmaceutical companies, where hydroxychloroquine and these other drugs that were discovered at the beginning of the 1900s or early 1900s that weren't patent protected, how they forced hospitals and everything, doctors, and then threatened to take their license if they prescribed that certain type of drug. They would take their license, like just everything. How the corruption up and down the line is an American people keeping families from their loved ones. Oh my God, you can go on forever.
Well, yeah, but you know, let's face it. I'm trying to be fair here, Bill, but you know, this was the last time we had a pandemic was 1918. So. You know, there really were very few lessons that we could carry forward because of all the leap forwards in technology and medical science since that time. So, I mean, I give President Trump and give President Biden and I even give Fauci a certain amount of leeway because nobody knew exactly how to handle this. They had to kind of learn on the fly. So if mistakes were made, I'm inclined to be a little more lenient. However, outright lies are another matter entirely. Now, if Fauci lied about something, then like...
Well, Jim Jordan... And the Oversight Committee chairman is exposing everything. I mean, they're exposing everything. The White House fingerprints are all over everything, especially anything to do how the Trumpster, the COVID, and the White House counsel right now is corrupt because all they're doing is using all their influence to hide all their wrongdoing. And Trumpster is exposing all this.
Well, I mean, it's okay to say that I think this happened and that happened, but I haven't seen a lot of proof. In other words, I haven't seen a smoking gun.
Well, take this for example. Mr. Herr did the documents thing with Biden, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where he interviewed him and he's too old and incompetent to stand trial, so we're going to we're not going to do it. We don't recommend anything, right? Well, they have proven motive an element of a crime because Biden, they don't want you to hear in them voice recordings that Biden admitted that he took all them records. Biden got $8 million to write a book. And all them records, he's gonna tell them why he did it. He ignored all security procedures. He had a motive, an element from a crime. He wasn't the former president. He didn't have presidential immunity protection, 5 years to purge all his files and give them back to the archive. He was not in the position where he could remove, as a senator or vice president, any legal documents. He's guilty, and they're hiding it.
Well, they haven't charged him. I would like to hear that tape where
because of the White House counsel, and you know, like, they, you know, with Bragg, with Georgia, the interference, the White House counsel fingerprints are all over everything. The FBI going after in the Richmond office, going after the school board members. The list goes on and on and on.
Okay, we'll give you the final 30 seconds.
Even Fannie Willis back in 2000 started her investigation, but when Trump announced his presidency, the White House counsel went in there and helped gave them $1 million and helped push charges, and they got embarrassed on that and they backed out.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling, Bill. You know, I always appreciate talking to you, and you've got some interesting views. Tom, Van, hang on. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake, a service technician who really knows what he's doing and can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You can shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes, you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Call Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania today for all your water treatment needs and set up a free in-home water test with a water professional that knows the water where you live. Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania. Call 1-800-788-1978. That's 1-800-788-1978. Or visit them online at callculligan.com. That website again is callculligan.com. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
It's time for Plaza House Furniture's summer sale with 20% off store-wide items in every department. We have hundreds of recliners, dinettes, and TV stands in stock and on sale, too. Save even more for a limited time with a cash discount. Plaza House features a huge department of Sealy and Kingsdown bedding as well. Shop now and save during the summer sale at Plaza House Furniture in Phelan's Grove and in Bloomsburg. Visit anytime at plazahouse.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-204-4240. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-204-4240 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Okay, we're back on board. All of our hotlines are tied up at the moment with callers, and we're going to take them in the order in which they came in. That puts Tom from Sunbury first. Good morning, Tom. You're on the mark.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're on the mark, Tom.
Okay, I have wondered what you have to say for yourself.
About what?
About the Trump trial.
Well, I've said it before. I thought it was a sham. I mean, I don't think that if anybody other than Donald Trump were there, there wouldn't have been a case. They wouldn't have brought it.
So you don't believe in the jury system?
I believe in the jury system. I'm not saying there was anything wrong with the trial. I believe they handled it in a fair manner. I don't think Judge Marchand is going to survive the appeal. But I don't think that Alvin Bragg should have brought the case in the first place, considering other prosecutors had looked at it and decided there was nothing there.
Well, there must have been something there because he got 34 counts against him.
There was something there.
So the people that thought that there was nothing there must have been wrong, huh?
Well, now, Alvin Bragg campaigned that he was going to get Trump. Now, does that sound fair to you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, that's because you don't like Donald Trump. But to say
the guy's been getting away with things his whole life. He's a crook. He's been a crook his whole life. So if anybody wants to get him, that's good with me, because he needs to be got.
Well, yeah, but that does he need to be persecuted? Does he need to be have the jury system rigged, or the trial system and the whole legal process rigged against him? Just because you think
it's not rigged against him.
I think it was.
He committed a crime.
All right, let me ask you this.
He committed a crime, and he had a fair trial. He had 12 jurors picked by both sides. Both sides picked the jury.
Tom, let me ask you this question.
And he could have testified. He says he was going to testify, but he didn't testify. And I don't understand why a guy that claims to be a very stable genius, that's what he claims. He's a very stable genius, but he didn't testify.
Let me ask you this question, Tom. Was it fair for the judge not to allow an expert on election law to testify?
Yes.
Why?
Because the judge knows the law. It wasn't an election law judge. It was a FISA judge. It was about FISA laws.
But the thing that made it a federal crime was the trying to influence the federal election. This guy would have testified about that topic, and the judge wouldn't allow it in.
That's not fair. I mean, the judge says, I'm not going to let somebody tell me what the law is.
Well, they didn't tell him what the law is.
Because the judge knows what the law is.
There's no law saying you can't testify, that a judge can't allow somebody to testify. There's no law like that.
Yes, there must be.
There isn't. I mean, it was Marchand.
Well, again, you don't know because you're a Hamilton burger.
Marchand is a sleazebag.
You know what, Joe? You know what? Rachel Maddow said about you guys.
What'd she say?
The MAGA and guys like you and people that call your show.
What'd she say?
You know what she said?
What?
She said you're baby chatty. You know the baby chatty, the chat baby, the one with the string on the back of it, you pull the string.
Well, the fact that you get your information from Rachel Maddow.
You pull the string and you get about five things out of you people.
Tom,
You pull the string. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening to you.
You pull the string and you get, it should have never been, there was nothing there. There was no evidence.
Well, forgive me.
That's one thing. Oh, there should have never been, he would never get a fair trial in New York.
And well, why wouldn't the judge give him a change of venue?
And it's a sad thing. You pull the string, you're pulling Stan's string when he calls, and he pulls your string, and Bongino Bill, you pull his string, and it's the same thing out of you guys all the time. Chatty babies.
Well, you know, couldn't you say the same thing about you folks on the left?
No, we couldn't.
Same thing. We hate Trump. Hate Trump. Trump's a crook. Trump's this. Trump's bad.
He is a crook.
Right. In your opinion.
Do you know that he's... I just seen where Michigan charged these 16 people with fake electors.
Right.
They just charged 16 people, and he may be indicted. He may be indicted on federal charges on that.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you that Trump has some serious legal issues, but not in the New York trials.
Come on, Joe.
I'm sorry. This was a sham.
You guys, who's pulling your string? You got that woman that answers the phone pulling your string?
The woman that answers the phone is our producer, Lynn.
It's the same thing with you guys.
Other than sharing a love of history, she isn't pulling any strings.
It's the same thing with you guys, Joe. You just cannot let off your love affair with this guy. He's a crook.
I don't love
He's always been a crook. He's always gonna be a crook. He's a liar. He's a two-faced liar. And he is really going downhill as far as, I mean, when he talks, it's incoherent. He goes from one thing to the another. It's incoherent. And this is a guy you want to be the president?
I don't want a guy who's president who won't even talk to the news media, who won't hold a press conference, who won't go before the people.
Oh, here you go with that again.
Well, yeah, you know, you brush off anything that doesn't...
If you want to find out what he wants to do and what he's going to do...
You brush off
why
anything.
Why don't you watch MSNBC and CNN, because they know all about it, but you don't seem to know anything about it.
You brush off everything that is... had got anything to do with giving Trump the benefit of the doubt. You just
Joe,
brush it off.
The Republican Party and Donald Trump is a cult.
Oh, that's not
it
true.
It is not. It's not even a party anymore.
That's not
when true. When you're sticking up for a guy that has 34 that is a convicted felon now, whether you like it or not, he is a convicted felon, and that's the guy you want to be the president. And it's also a guy that ran up the national debt more than any other president, and he did it in 4 years.
Except Joe Biden. Hey, listen, we got two other callers we got to get to. We'll give you the last word. We'll give you the last word. Go ahead. You got final 30 seconds.
Well, you guys need to get off your horse and wise up, because this guy is a crook. He's always been a crook. And you and Joe from Sunbury are nothing but Hamilton burgers that I would never take as a lawyer in my life. You guys are terrible.
Okay, well, thanks, Tom. I'm not practicing law without a license, so you don't have to worry. I'm not going to defend you or prosecute you, for that matter. Van from New Columbia, you're up next. Good morning, sir.
Boy, Tom's a pot calling the kettle black.
Why do you say that?
Oh, well, he said it's always the same on the right. It's the same on the left.
I mean, agree.
the thing that I see is, these people talk about TDS. These people are so consumed with their Trump derangement syndrome, they can't see that America is spiraling down so fast, and this country is no longer going to exist, and they're so worried about Trump. Well, Trump is the only one that's really saying things and did things when he was in office to get this country back to what it should be in some semblance, some manner. But You have Biden, who's using the DOJ against his political enemies. Trump isn't the only one that's had trials against him. Roger Stone was taken from his home by SWAT, and CNN was there to record it.
Right. I remember that.
So you tell me there isn't a conspiracy. How in the world does CNN find out that SWAT's going to go to Roger Stone's home? And the man, he's not going to flee from authorities, but they did that to him. They've done that to so many different people to destroy their lives. It goes back. Obama used the IRS against people that dared speak out against him. You talk about a banana republic, and you talk about someone that's totally incompetent. Biden isn't even in the arena. It's like the other night you had Donald Trump showed up at a UFC fight in New Jersey, and the crowd went wild with him being there. Trump was there at 1 a.m. Biden, I guarantee you, Biden was in bed sleeping probably 4 hours. He couldn't do what Trump does. If you would take day after day after day and have Biden have to have the schedule that Trump does, good night. He's in a UN meeting and falls asleep. You know, Biden just goes nighty-night, and someone has to wake him up. You know, Trump, they say about Trump sitting there with his eyes shut in a courtroom. Well, I understand Trump's frustration. And I can't imagine the stuff he's gone through, and he's done it for the country. He hasn't done it for himself. The guy was a multi-billionaire. He could have just walked away from things. But he reached a point, like I think most of the American people have reached a point where they're so sick of the way this country's going that there has to be a change. And this isn't even why I called, but I just had to respond to Tom with his foolishness. I mean, good night. BLM have riots and burn cities and you have a wide open border, the economy's being destroyed, the inner city homelessness and drug addiction in the inner cities is off the charts, and you have all these men crossing the border from these other countries that, you know, hundreds of thousands of Chinese men. Venezuela's dumping out their prisons and they're coming to America, and Tom doesn't even think anything about that. Well, give it a little while and you're going to see this country turn into chaos, total chaos. But anyway, the reason I had called was about Fauci. You know, the guy, he led people to believe early on that we had to wear masks, we had to have vaccines, and he was for mandatory vaccines. If he had had his way, everyone would have been shot with their vaccine, so-called. And just to think back, Fauci denied gain-of-function research. He lied to a congressional committee. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember. He still, I think, denies gain-of-function was financed through the NIH.
Yeah, and it's come out now that that's absolutely true. Remember, too, when this thing first came out, surprisingly, they knew it came from Wuhan.
Right.
I mean, it was like 9/11. They knew right away the terrorists, they found their passports, which was a total joke. But anyway.
From a fish market, you know, in Wuhan.
From a fish market in Wuhan, right? And they thought it was from a bat in a fish market in Wuhan. Well, and I told this before on the air, and not many people remember this yet, but in Wuhan, they had the military games, kind of like on the same scale as the Olympics, except for the military. And when our military returned from Wuhan and several of the European countries, they had a sickness. Well, guess what it was? So before that ever came out, that there was this pandemic, it was already spreading because of the military games that took place there. And it all came from the virology lab there in Wuhan. And it was the gain-of-function research that was funded. You know, it's all out there now. And Fauci, you know, he knew the mask didn't work, but he forced people to wear masks, and he had this ridiculous 6-foot social distancing. And yet he, and remember this, when he was watching a Washington Nationals ball game, sitting side by side with people, and there he sat without his mask
on. Yeah. Well, and then the 2 weeks to flatten the curve. We all had to give up everything for 2 weeks to flatten the curve. That didn't work
and
either.
Look how the military was forced to take the vaccine, and those that didn't were booted out. Now, they were given honorable discharges, but they were removed from military service. And then you have people that worked in hospitals, and you may personally know of people that refused to take the vaccine, or maybe you don't, maybe you just heard of it, but people refused to take the vaccine and lost their jobs that worked in hospitals.
Right.
And some people, against their will, they took it just so they'd have a job. And when should someone be forced to do something in a free country that they don't want to do as far as a vaccine, as far as a health right? Because the left puts out there, well, women have the right to do with whatever they want to with their body, and yet they use that for the argument for abortion, which I don't think that stands the test when you look, it's a baby inside of them. But an autonomous individual should have the right to either take a vaccine or not.
Well, I think there were a lot of motivations, Van. I mean, I took it because my daughter-in-law is at serious risk, would have been if she had gotten the COVID vaccine virus. And I wanted to see my grandsons, and my wife and I took it. And we have no adverse effects. We took the first four. We haven't taken the fifth or the sixth, but we took the first four. And we're still here. We're still breathing. You know, and we didn't get COVID until long afterwards. I mean, I got it about 7 or 8 months ago, and it was a minor one, and my wife got it she didn't have any problem. So,
if people wanted to take the vaccine, I have no problem with that, but when they force that upon you,
yeah.
And again, a vaccine, you get vaccines for polio, and I got the polio vaccine, and guess what? I never got polio.
Yeah,
and that's
I.
another thing they did through the whole pandemic was they changed the definition of vaccines. So that's an interesting thought.
Van, we'll give you the final word. We have another caller and a break to take, so we'll give you the final 30 seconds, sir.
Well, I just think it's strange now that after we go through this whole pandemic and how things now are hashing out and finding out that things weren't like they were telling us. They're a bunch of liars. And by the way, Tom says Trump's a liar. Biden tells more fairy tales than anyone ever wrote.
Well,
the guy, you know, his
I give him I was gonna say I give him a lot of leeway because his uncle was eaten by cannibals. I mean, that's terrible. Hey, Van, thanks for calling. Appreciate your call as always. All right, two of the hotlines are open, 570-743-9565. Bob, you've been patient. We'll take you before a break. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Hey, it's Bob from Pax Sinus. How are you?
All right, Bob. Good to hear from you again.
Enjoying the weather. I was just calling, you know, a citizen's rights. If somebody needs help, you can help them and not be arrested for trying to save their life, right?
Right.
So that's what Dr. Fauci was trying to do, trying to save people's lives. Is there anything wrong with that?
No, not a thing.
So if people want to go ahead and experiment and possibly get a disease, they can do it. That's their right. But for somebody to tell you what could protect you, I think it's a good thing. I mean, if I tell you that you use a condom not to get somebody pregnant, that's a good thing. You know, it's education. And when it comes to COVID, every 100 years our country has had a plague that kills people. I lost my nephew due to COVID at 32 years old. So if people don't take this as a real thing, then shame on them. And, you know, Donald Trump just tried to whitewash it away like it's just going to go away. Well, I'll tell you what, 1 million people died from it. I'm not going to just 1 million people. I don't really know. But he tried to downplay it because he knew he was going to lose the election because he didn't admit to it. If he would admit to it, he might have still made it for the presidency. Joe Biden has done nothing but try and help the people. And I'm telling you what, he is working with the middle class, and the middle class is doing much better than it has ever done under Trump. And Trump has divided our country. If you remember a couple of years ago when Trump was in office, our families couldn't even talk. Everybody was divided. Today we can talk, and we don't have a conflict of interest.
We don't? Well, you and I are living in a different world because I see conflict all around us. Joe Biden's calling Republicans evil. The left's calling Republicans evil. The right's calling the Democrats evil. I mean, there's so much division right now that you can hardly get anything. We have
Why would you stand behind a dictator? Do we want a dictator? That's what we're going to get, Joe. If you guys vote for Joe, if you guys vote for Trump, we're going to have a dictator in our country. Women can't even have an abortion today.
Yeah, but I think, Bob, 67% of the American people don't want either of these guys running. They don't want to see a rematch of this Biden-Trump thing again. I didn't want to see it. I didn't vote for Donald Trump in the primary. I voted for Nikki Haley, even though she had dropped out of the race. But, you know, I still think that if it comes down to policies, I think Donald Trump's policies were better for the country than Joe Biden's, and I would vote for Donald Trump. It has nothing to do with his conviction in New York.
But look how his family has taken over so much other countries making money. You know, Hunter Biden's on trial today, which I understand he's under trial for a gun allegation, which anybody can easily do that.
Yeah, but he lied. He lied on a form. You know, you say Donald Trump lies. He lied on a form when he said that he had a legal right to buy a gun and that he wasn't a drug addict. But he was a drug addict at the time.
That's not right. Okay, Joe, this is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
You took $200,000 and write it off on your taxes, right?
Right.
To pay off a porn star or whatever you want to call it. That is not a legal write-off. Is it?
Well, non-disclosure agreements are. I mean, if he lied about it, then that's a crime. If he falsified records, that's a crime. But the payout's not a crime. I mean, I can pay you. You have some dirt on me, Bob. You have dirt on me, and I say, Bob, I'll give you $100,000 not to spread that dirt about me.
Yeah. So.
And that's legal.
that is only the one thing. And what about all those papers, documents that he took home from the White House?
That's another trial, you know, and Joe Biden did the same thing.
That's the Republicans?
Hey, but Joe Biden took those same similar documents, but he was a vice president. He didn't even have a right to them at all. At least Trump had a right to them to begin with. You know
well,
what?
Apparently somebody else packs his papers when he goes home.
Oh, I believe that. I don't believe either one of them packed their own papers. I believe you're right about that 100%. Hey, we'll give you the final word. We have a break to take, sir. Give you the final 30 seconds.
Have a good day, everybody. And remember, Republicans are bad and Democrats are for the people.
Okay. Hey, Bob. Thanks for calling. Call again, buddy. Take care. All right. We'll have a quick break to take. Chris, Dan, hang on. We'll get to you in just a moment.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory-trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Mark your calendars for a trip back in time. Join us at the Mifflinburg Buggy Day Street Fair on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Buggy Museum at 500 Market Street in Mifflinburg. It's a celebration for the whole family. Experience the charm of yesteryear with nostalgic buggy rides, old-fashioned children's games, and indulge in delicious foods and crafts. Explore vintage antiques and marvel at the Victorian high wheelers. Take a step back in time and tour the museum and see the demonstrations at the buggy factory. Enjoy live entertainment featuring the talented music craft singers Mark Alexander, T.L. and K.J. Riemensnyder, and the Buffalo Valley Band. Plus, witness captivating demonstrations including chainsaw carving, buggy striping, and lace making. Don't miss out on this unforgettable day of fun and festivities. Join us at the Mifflinburg Buggy Day Street Fair, Saturday from 10 till 4. Sponsored by the Susquehanna River Valley Visitors Bureau. Visit us on Facebook for more details. See you there.
Okay, welcome back on board. On the mark, two callers on the line, one hotline's open. Got a whole pile of emails we haven't gotten to yet. But Chris, you're on the mark from Milton. Good morning, sir.
Hey, I think yesterday a few people mentioned that having the sentencing right before the Republican hearing was a political move by the judge.
Seems odd, don't you think?
Well, except that that was when Trump asked for it to be. The Trump lawyers asked for it to be from around mid-July to the 28th of July, to the end of July.
Why would they ask for that? Why would they?
I don't know why they'd ask. Probably maybe because it's a political to get their side riled up for the convention. But they asked. It was their legal. They asked for the sentencing to be then.
And this judge just completely agreed, and he didn't say, no, I'm not going to play into your stupid game. I'm going to do it somewhere else.
No, the judge did it.
He didn't give him anything else.
He fulfilled their request, the 12th around mid-July.
He didn't do anything else for him?
Around mid-July to the end of July.
Chris, he didn't do anything else for him. Wouldn't let their experts testify. I mean, you know, he's not exactly been impartial in all this.
No, he did a lot of things for him, and he did some things against the prosecution, too. You're kind of very one-sided on that. And you call him what do you call him, a sleazebag, a scumbag or something?
I think he's sleazy.
The judge?
Yeah, he and his daughter are contributors to the Democratic campaign.
That makes him a sleazebag.
Well, you know, that's what people are saying about Justice Alito, because his wife flew a flag. that they didn't like. They're calling him sleazy, and they're calling Clarence Thomas sleazy. So don't get on me for calling this guy
sleazy. No, they're taking $100,000 gift vacations from people who have business before the court. That's a little different, don't you think?
Not before the court, not business before the court.
Yes, some of those businessmen have stuff before the court and political interest in it as well.
Before the Supreme Court. No, I'm sorry. They all would recuse themselves if they had that kind of a problem.
Not people who've given the vacations.
All right. Who are these people? What did they do? What was their business before the court?
I don't have it off the top of my head, but you can go and look it up if you want. Maybe I'll get around to it.
Maybe you will. Okay.
But the Republicans saying, the Speaker of the House, who's a lawyer, saying he thinks the Supreme Court justices that are his friends think that something should be done about this, and asking for the Supreme Court to step in and take action somehow at this stage before the appeals and stuff?
Well, the Supreme
That's
Court, you
really
can ask,
bizarre.
You can ask anything, but the Supreme Court won't do that, and you know that as well as I do. And they're not...
I don't even know the legal basis they could do it for.
I'm not certain I could even conjure one up. I mean, it has to be a public process.
Yeah, neither could I. But that's what the Republicans are saying. That's a terrible thing to be saying.
I'm a Republican. I'm not saying that.
I didn't say you were. I said the Speaker of the House was.
No, you said your exact words were the Republicans are saying. I'm not saying.
I said, the Speaker of the House, and I mentioned Johnson.
Right, but you just said the Republicans are saying. I'm not saying that. So that's my argument.
I didn't say all Republicans say that, okay?
Okay, fair enough.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You want to hang your hat on that, you can. But many Republicans are saying that, and they're being led by the Speaker of the House, who's actually a lawyer, is saying that. What kind of garbage is that to spill across America?
That the Supreme Court should intervene now.
Yes.
Well,
he says, I have friends. I've been talking with my friends in the Supreme Court, or implied that he knows how they feel, and they're very upset about this, too.
Well, that's possible. They could be upset about it, but that doesn't mean they're going to be able to take any action about it.
Yes, but it's the cozy, it sounds like he's talking politics and what can be done with the Supreme Court, or he's comfortable implying he can. Which I think is a pretty bad thing to be doing, too.
Look, I think all those people in the Supreme
Court... If you don't think that's bad to do, I'll let you go on that one.
I think the Supreme Court, I believe the members of the Supreme Court, all nine of them, would decide any issue fairly based on what they believe and what the evidence, how they perceive
well,
the evidence.
Well, I'm a little
I don't
confused
think any
why they're
of them
taking
are...
5 months to put their opinion through on the immunity ruling.
Yeah, that's...
It hardly seems like it should take that long.
I agree with you on that. I do agree with you on that.
And that seems to be politically based delay in favor of Trump, very much so.
Hey, Chris, we got to take our final break, and we have another call. Give you the final 30 seconds, sir.
Well, I think Trump's lying about things again. He's saying things that they didn't let him speak at the trial and all sorts of things. And I'm just sick of all the whining. I lose the election. Oh, the election's rigged. I lost the trial. The election's rigged. It's a automatic response in advance even of the occasion.
Okay.
And if you can't see that that's just PR nonsense and you like that stuff, I guess you're going to vote for Trump just like the people do who think wrestling's a real sport.
Okay, Chris, we got to go. I'm sorry, sir. Thank you very much for calling. Dan, hang on. We got to take our final break of the day, and you're up next.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. He can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Try the Crispy Cuppy Roni Trio at Papa John's before it's gone. Choose between the extra-large New York-style Crispy Cuppy Roni pizza with thick-cut Crispy Cuppy pepperonis, a three-cheese blend, and creamy tomato sauce on a foldable New York-style pizza crust. Or get some Crispy Cuppy Papadillas filled with creamy tomato sauce and ooey-gooey cheeses folded and baked. Or how about some Crispy Cuppy Papa Bites made with fresh, never-frozen original dough, rolled out with pepperonis, pizza sauce, and cheeses. Better ingredients, better pizza at your locally owned and operated Papa John's.
Call Papa John's in Sealand Grove at 570-743-7474.
Add Plume Ho Home Wi-Fi free for 2 months from SECV. Plume spreads Wi-Fi from your existing modem to every corner of your home at full speed. Plume doesn't just make your Wi-Fi faster. It intelligently adapts to your environment and manages your Wi-Fi network 24-7 based on insights like the number and types of devices you have connected. The Plume Home Pass app gives you perks like parental controls, always-on cyber protection against online threats, in-home motion sensing, and more. Get Plume 2 months free from SECV. Visit secv.com/freeplume.
Okay, we're back on the mark, and Dan, you've been waiting patiently from New Berlin. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Well, one reason I'll answer why they could take it to the Supreme Court, because it's election interference is what they could, what their alibi would be, election interference, because of all the timing of everything. So that's the reason they'd have to take it to the Supreme Court. But Bob talked about there's no division in him right now. We're all talking. It's just the opposite. You cannot talk to a TDS person. They will not even listen. They don't want to hear how bad off the country is. They don't want to hear about the open borders. They don't want to hear about inflation. You know, they deny everything. You can't have a conversation with them.
Well, let me ask you, Dan, do you want to hear how the Inflation Act has been beneficial, how all the good things Joe Biden's done? Do you want to hear those things?
I wish it was true, Joe.
But you don't want to hear it.
Listen,
okay.
If anything that he done helped us, I'll agree with it, Joe. But what has he done that has helped me one little bit?
Well, you are not in the minority there, because the majority of Americans feel that Donald Trump, by a wide margin, would be much better on the economy and would be much more likely to do something beneficial for people than Joe Biden. And you know, Biden, that's been Biden's bread and butter. That he's for the little guy, for the working man. But, you know, the working man says, hey, what you're doing isn't helping me.
And the Democratic Party for years and years have been perceived as for the working man, and they haven't been. They haven't been for the working man. They've been against the working man and for a big socialist state, which would be hard on the working man. We'd get our can of beans and a little bit of pork every month is the goal of socialism.
Well, we're out of time, Dan.
It wouldn't be good for any of us, but anyhow, I'd like to be able to talk to one Democrat in a civil way.
Okay, Dan, sorry, we're way out of time. Thanks so much for being with us today. Call early tomorrow. We'll get your conversation back on. A lot of emails and texts. We'll get to them tomorrow. This is WKOK Sunbury.
You're out. You're a